Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The International Criminal Court in The Hague has announced that former Ivory Coast President Laurent Gbagbo will be going on trial November the 10th. Gbagbo and his close aide Charles Goode will be charged with crimes against humanity, including murder and rape, allegedly carried out after a disputed 2010 presidential election. Former president refused to step down after losing the election to the current president, Alassane Ouattara, leading to months of protest and street violence before he was arrested. Goody commanded the militias that were allegedly behind many of the killings. He was arrested in Ghana in 2013. A key exit poll indicates that British Prime Minister David Cameron's Conservatives fared well in Thursday's parliamentary polling, falling just short of an outright majority in the 650-member House of Commons. London Mayor Boris Johnson ran for a Conservative seat in Parliament. He spoke with reporters late Thursday.
We're quite optimistic. We're quite optimistic.
Are you hoping that Mr. Cameron will keep your seat warm for the next election?
We're not counting. I don't think anybody should count their chickens, but clearly if the exit poll is correct, it's a fantastic result.
Analysts are saying Mr. Cameron is likely to remain in office if the combined prediction of 326 seats for Conservatives and their allied Liberal Democrats hold. Two parties have governed in coalition since 2010. Al-Qaeda's branch in Yemen says a U.S. airstrike killed one of its top leaders last month. A strike on the port city of Mukalla killed Nasir bin Ali Al-Ansi, his eldest son, and several other militants. No comment so far from U.S. officials. This is VOA News. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter says the U.S. has started training moderate Syrian rebels in the Middle East in an effort to strengthen forces fighting Islamic State extremists. VOA's Carla Babb reports.
For some Syrian rebels, the wait for U.S. training through years of war is over. The Pentagon says roughly 90 thoroughly vetted rebels have started strengthening their battle skills under the tutelage of U.S. troops. Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter told reporters the program is deliberately starting small.
It will need to prove itself. So we're starting with the people that we have, that we've vetted very carefully. Figuring out what the best training is, what the best initial deployment is. We expect that to be successful and therefore to grow.
By training the rebels to fight Islamic State militants, military leaders said the U.S. has assumed some responsibility to protect the rebels once they re-enter Syrian territory. Carla Babb, The Pentagon.
U.S. Senate has voted overwhelmingly in favor of a bill allowing Congress to review and vote on any final nuclear accord with Iran. The bill passed in a 98-1 vote. VOA's Michael Bowman has details.
Republican Senator Bob Corker, who co-authored the bill, explained what would be missing without the legislation.
Without this bill, there is no limitation on the president's use of waivers to suspend the sanctions Congress has put in place. There's no requirement that Congress receive full details of any agreement with Iran. There's no review period for Congress to examine and weigh in on an agreement.
The bill's co-author, Democratic Senator Ben Cardin, said congressional involvement will strengthen America's hand if and when a nuclear accord is reached. Michael Bowman, The Capitol.
U.S. Appeals Court in New York ruled Thursday that the clandestine National Security Agency's massive collection of phone records of Americans is illegal, far exceeding the scope of what Congress authorized. Surveillance was unknown to almost all Americans until 2 years ago when former NSA contractor Edward Snowden leaked a vast trove of documents about NSA spying before he fled overseas, eventually to asylum in Russia. Court stopped short of ruling in the constitutionality of NSA's phone data collection, but it said the spying went far beyond what Congress authorized. The court said the case served as an example of the problem of balancing protecting the security of the nation while maintaining the privacy rights of individuals. You can get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.